Extreme PC UK.
Why, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 145 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK, or Nick the Mouth on Elite. Today's the 2nd of December, and today on the show is just me and you, Gray.
That's it. We have these two boxes over there with the big E's in it.
Look, there's two boxes below with nothing in.
Man, is the chat thing working? I'm just noticing.
I don't know if the chat thing's working. I did just change it, so it should be working.
I could tape something.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so we're good.
It is all good. How have you been, Gray? Yeah. I'll sort that out. Just why you have a you let us know what's been going on.
All been good. Just kind of playing a bunch of games. Yes, it's been a bit Elite intensive, but I have played stuff in between. Yeah, it's a good community game, man. It's like any other good community game. New World's doing good on our Discord too. A lot of people still playing that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't know with the New World crew. I'm not sure what's going on with that because I see lots of people talking about just getting to level 60 and then they sort of go, sort of give up with that now.
I thought they just said there was new content either dropped or gonna drop.
Really?
I read.
How far
I
did you play into that game?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Like level 2.
Really? What? And you ain't played it since?
No.
Why?
I haven't gotten back to one word. Elite.
Really?
Well, it's like I mentioned last week or whatever it was. I can't spend enough time. You know, games that are so time intensive like these games are, I can't play two games like that. I'll have no time to eat, sleep, or drink.
Yeah, I do. But that's the same as me. I do find that it's like you get an hour spare and you think, I want to do that in the game. So you just jump back into it. And I was even thinking at the moment about cancelling a lot of my subscriptions and stuff because I'm not doing anything else. I played a couple of other games, but only because people like desperately asked me. And I've got Jansen, and we're getting to the news in a minute. I've got Jansen desperately talking to me about getting onto Battlefield because before we get into the news, sad times. The magazine is gone.
No.
It got too much in the end for us. Well, the thing is, to be fair, it was more Jansen than me because... For little while, I've been like, look, I can easily do what I need to do for the magazine. But Jansen's spending 6 till 1 in the morning every day editing that because he does the graphic design in there. So for him, it's like, woohoo, I've got my life back. Like, literally, you hadn't seen Jansen play a game with us for how long? And that's because he hasn't got time to. He's been doing the magazine every single day, all hours of the day. And you'll notice the day that the magazine, we decided we're going to cut it off there, which was the 1st of this month, straight away Jansen was in the Discord griefing me as usual. I thought, man, I'll put him back on a magazine.
Not really.
But yeah, sadly, the magazine's gone. The reasoning behind the magazine going is just that it was just too time consuming for what it brought in. Like, it was a very nice thing to do. We enjoyed it and we liked it. We liked to have the magazine and to work with all the builders and stuff. But like, honestly, for the amount of profit we would get from the magazine, for the time that we put in, we could be doing better things with our time. And I've got heavily back into streaming and I'm really enjoying being part of the community again. Do you remember for like probably about last year now, I had a stage where I didn't actually come on the Discord or speak to any of you for like 6 months because I was working all the time and I was busy. And I said to my missus, I want to get back into playing them games and enjoying it. And I think Elite is that game for me because I'm back into it and I'm enjoying it and I'm loving it. So, yeah, the magazine's gone. We are moving on to other things, which will come out sooner or later if we do it. And I think this time we've decided we're just going to stop working with other companies as much and start working with our own stuff.
Because yeah, it's kind of like you get too beholden to the company and then they start doing things that you don't like.
Push their agenda on you.
Yeah, exactly.
As I'm wearing Asus's Christmas jumper.
It's probably back to like you used to do it, where you would do these one-offs with them or like at the shows and stuff. That
yeah, well, to work better. Well, I'm already in talks about doing a couple of builds for a couple of companies and stuff like that. And like I said, if anyone ever wants to have like their own magazine or intro or like portfolio made, me and Jansen are up for doing that for people, you know, at a cheaper price than you'd get anywhere else. And we're going to stick to it like that, like Call of Master. We was doing the Call of Master World Series and we did them a whole magazine and they want us to do one next year. If it turns up, I don't know. But the point is I can't be sitting around waiting for companies all the time to and fro what they're going to do. And then we're just waiting in the wings like, oh, should we do that or not? So we decided like, look, what we're going to do is we're just going to drop the magazine, focus on other stuff, have a little bit of breath, fresh air for a little while, play some games, and then chill from there. And then we'll just see how that goes.
I think that'll give you a better chance to be able to do what you want to. I think one-offs make more sense.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, let's get into the news. Whilst you're just introducing your news, I'm just going to tell everyone downstairs to be quiet because they're all screaming downstairs.
Okay. All right. So, I bet what we're going to talk about in one of the stories is...
Put it right on you there, Gray, didn't I? You're like, am I going to talk about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was just starting to go on and on while you were talking. See, you guys don't hear this stuff, but in the background, he's like screaming. But I'm the only one who hears it.
Well, what happened is my kids, because it's like that, it's just turned December. Sorry. You hear that? So on the 1st of December, they put all the Christmas decorations up and that, and the whole house turns into Christmas light things. So my missus does all these different like wacky things for the kids. So tonight they've had like Christmas film night and hot chocolate night. So instead of going to bed at the time they normally go, which is like 8:30, they've stayed up late and they've had hot chocolate and they're all pumped up. And then what's happened is come up to brush their teeth and that. So what they've done is they've come up where I'm normally like, everyone be quiet. They're just running around like nutters downstairs.
Yeah, but they're having fun. The season only comes once a year,
right? It's having fun, but it's like not on my stream.
you can have them run in the background and make faces.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get into your news, Gray. Have you got any announcements you wanted to make, or do you want to get straight into your news?
Yeah, no, I have no announcements other than the meetup is coming up this Saturday. So I want people to know because it's only a day or two away. So it'll be at 7 o'clock UK time. We'll be streaming it.
Are you drinking?
I might. I usually drink a little bit. But you don't have to. Just want so people know. But usually we get around 12, 15 or more people to show up and we have a good old time and talk about all kinds of stuff and play goofy games online and laugh. And then we start getting a little... slightly inebriated, and then we laugh at things that are not funny.
I would like to find a new drink. I'd like to find a new drink because I drink like vodka Red Bull, and the thing is, I've got to stop with the Red Bull because
can't do that.
It literally kills me. I go into like twitchy, weird stuff going on and that.
Yeah, don't do that.
So it's almost like I need to do something and find a new drink. Like I don't know what Christmassy drinks are there you could drink.
Usually it's like eggnog mixed with a little rum and stuff.
Rum and eggnog.
Yeah, you never had that?
No.
Yeah, they spike it with rum usually. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, you've ever seen those, what do you call it?
I had one called, is it Advocar?
Advocar?
It's like egg yolk. Looks like yellow.
Did you ever see the liqueurs? Like the anise and...
Well, I don't know if I could do that.
The other one. You put a little, well, you don't put a lot, but you put a little bit into eggnog. Ooh, tastes good.
Really?
Kind of has that heat going down too at the same time.
I need to get something that's like, I like sweet stuff. I don't really like...
Well, you can't get much sweeter than eggnog if it's made right.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll try something. Maybe we should, when we get on Saturday, maybe we can try a few things out.
I had eggnog ice cream. Do you ever have that?
Bailey's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A lot of people I know drink Bailey's. I don't, it's like coffee flavor. I don't like it.
Well, they have other flavors of things you can use. Like I said, you know, there's a, what's the one I can't think of?
And you don't
there's
get
anise, cream de menthe.
And the thing is, for me, I know this sounds weird, but if I'm going to drink, I want to get pissed.
Well, then just do what you did do, but just don't do the Red Bull.
Just drink the bottle of vodka straight instead.
Well, you know, but the Red Bull is worse, too. Red Bull with it is worse, so just stick with the normal stuff.
Oh, man.
We all want to see that alien head again.
That alien head is just behind me there. Look, what do you think of my backdrop?
Your backdrop was great. I see all the lights now.
So yeah, if I move slightly round and back, you'll see there's a little ball going around. Look.
Yeah, you have a whole light show going on.
But I'm going to get rid of that one. I'm going to get one of the space ones. They're like Scooby had where it's like, puts like, what are they called in space when you've got colours?
Andromedas. You have galaxies and other things.
I'm going to have that behind. But the thing is, it needs to be dark in here for me to do that. Because I much prefer to stream and play in the dark, but there's two skylights, there's one there and there's one there, and they let so much light in. Obviously, it's pitch black outside at the moment.
Did you ever go to a planetarium when you were a kid?
No, I didn't have one.
Never see. We had some around here. They were always really cool. Talk about being in space. But they came out with these things when I was a kid, not as nice as the one Scooby has. But when I was a kid, it was a big black ball, and all they really did was stick different size holes in it, like taking a pin.
Yeah.
You know, and they just pop these little holes in it. And then when you turn it on, your whole room just was full of stars and constellations.
Yeah. I didn't know whether to do that, because I have got Larry over there. Have you ever seen Larry, my little spaceman?
Yeah, in the corner.
Yeah, so yep. Larry the spaceman, you can't see him on there. If I turn the monitor, it's going to mess the cameras up. But he's got it's an alien, and he's holding a glass ball, and that's a lamp. And I was thinking about putting that right in the middle, behind. But sure, I'm not sure yet what to do. I tried to make
it on the corner right there, on the corner of your desk, maybe.
I tried to make it look a little bit Stranger Things.
I think it looks good.
But you should see that. Throw them lights on there.
You know what you got to do? You have to put get a multi-camera setup. So you have one camera back there that shines on the background, and you just pop that on every so often to show it off.
I probably could do that. I did actually try. So I've got a Osmo Pocket 4K gimbaled camera. It's about £350, and I've got all the accessories for it. And you know what? You can't plug it in to use as a webcam.
Really?
Yeah, you have to buy third-party stuff, which is as much as the camera, to make it run.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, it's and the thing is, it's a really... I've got it here, actually.
Wait a minute, what about an old iPhone?
You know when I was doing the videos, this is what I was using. So I never thought about using an iPhone.
You should be able to use an old iPhone if you have one.
This comes in a nice little case, look. It's tiny.
Yeah.
And then when you switch it on... So when you switch it on, you'll see... It'll gimbal itself, ready?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then...
That's really small. Is that a camera for real?
Yeah, it's tiny. Look at the size of it to my hand.
Wow.
But it's 4K camera. And I don't know how... So I look next to my face. And what you can do is you can mount everywhere. You can use it straight from here. And it'll basically gimbal around. Or you've got, like, all these extras you can put on it. So, like, I slide this piece on the front of it, bit dark, but if I slide that on there, now what that's I can good. Do is I can you can watch it, but I can go, so watch the camera, you're watching the camera on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I can move it all around.
Oh wow.
But you can also click it, so say I'm riding a push bike and I've got this mounted on the front of my bike, I can press the person in front, and wherever that person goes, the gimbal's 360, so it will follow that person up, down, left, and right at 60 frames at 4K.
And you said that can't be hooked up to a...
No, it's well annoying. Also, it's got this thing that goes on the bottom, yeah? So I can plug it into this thing here, like sit it on it, and then it can go wireless. So it's wireless to my phone. And then what happens is, once that's plugged into there, I can leave this camera anywhere in the room. So I could put it on top of the screen there. I could put it here on the desk. Like, say I left it here. Then if I look at my phone, it will show me what the camera sees, and I can control the whole thing from my phone. So I can have this anywhere around the room. This is what I used to make
I wonder if you can hook the phone up so you can see everything on the phone, and then hook the phone into OBS or something.
I'm not sure, because once the phone's got the cable in it, then that cable's...
You would think there'd be like wireless in it. If it wireless is to the phone... Why can't it wireless to your wireless network?
Yeah, but I can get it through the wireless network onto the computer, but because it goes wireless from the gimbal to the actual computer, when you move fast, it's going through the internet wirelessly, so it can't send the 4K screen that fast. So it gets all pixelated. And I was thinking, why can't I just change the firmware? So you plug this into here, plug it into there, and you just leave it wherever, and it works. How hard can that be to pick up a feed?
Yeah, because all you really need is a static picture.
If anyone's looking for a well nice camera with all the accessories as new, I'm up for selling it for £200. Well cheap.
I'll just get a swap shop online.
Yeah, I'll just get a different camera that goes on a DSLR. Because I do like it when people have really crisp pictures. And the picture on here is not that bad at the moment, you know? But anyway, let's get into your news. I don't know where we got onto the cameras there.
That's okay. It was fine. I saw a bit of news that I'm trying to figure out whether I'm surprised at this or not, but it says NVIDIA confirms an RTX 2060 12 yep. gigabyte, not 30 series, but a 2060 12 gigabyte.
Do you know the price of it?
They said they expect it to be soon. Yeah, they're talking about the price being somewhere around $500.
So even
which is weird because my 3070 retailed at $5, if I remember correctly.
Really? Yeah, not so, now, yeah. mate. A 3060 well, yeah. in England now is between £800 and £1,000. That's ridiculous amount of money for what it is.
Well, long ago, a 2060 12 would be, what would you think it would be? Like maybe $3? And it's going for $5, not less than $5, they said.
See,
so it could
see
be
we
more.
Thought this was because of mining and COVID and not being able to get parts. But I think they've used this to make it the new, you know? Oh, the prices have gone up because we couldn't get hold of them. We couldn't get this. So the price went up because people was buying them online for triple the price. So with that triple price going up, the company's now like, well, if we bring it up like double, they won't see it because they'll still be cheaper than what they've been used to. And I think they've used this to hike the prices up stupidly. And now we're all in a position where it's back like the old days, where if you want a graphics card, it's so expensive you can't afford one.
It just seems so ridiculous because I'm glad I got my card when I did, even more so now. But when you got to go back and make a 2060, even if it is 12 gigabyte, and still charge $500+,
yeah,
it's not getting any better. So that means, and what does that say for people that maybe want to hold on for the 4000 series eventually?
That means you better have deep pockets.
Yeah, you might as well forget it. You might as
well. It's all about supply and demand, isn't it? And the thing is, if they can do the supply and put it up at $4,000, say, and people are going to buy them because the demand's there. You know, if why sell them at $2,000 when they sell out like hotcakes, when they could sell them at $4,000 and they could not get the bad rep of not having enough?
You know, it seems a shame about that, though. What we're basically saying is people that are in the upper bracket, income bracket, are the only ones that can afford these cards.
Exactly. And that's how it used to be.
Right. And there's enough of them that will buy them. And so NVIDIA basically says, you know, too bad.
Yeah.
And it's just... You know, I mean, Mecca we're willing to pay extra money, but not that much.
Yeah, Mecca in the chat says, do you think this will lead to a bit of a stagnation in the gaming space? No one is going to be able to make games for modern GPUs because the market will be so small. And that is part of what the issue will be. Hmm. What will happen is the high-end users, it'll be like when people used to have SLI and Crossfire with 4 cards, you know, and they had these PCs that were amazing. It'll be like that, where it gets to the point where only the very, very top people have these high-end PCs. And like you say, Mecca, the problem you're going to get is the actual developers will actually get stopped. They'll have the technology, but they'll get stopped going any further because they won't make it because people won't be able to run them games. We're already seeing it now, you know? Like, I've got a 3080 Ti, like Cryptic was saying. He plays Star Citizen. He used to get 60 frames. Now he gets 3 frames. He said the game's unplayable for him to now because the game's too advanced for the cards that he can get hold of.
It's almost like the games are going to be so great and you won't realize it because you can't afford the card anyway.
Yeah. Mystic Dude says it could give the game developers time to catch up with the current hardware. I don't think they really need to catch up with the current hardware.
They can't even catch up with the games they make.
Mm. Well, this is what I said ages ago. You got all these new features, DLSS or whatever it is, I don't know. I don't even keep up with them anymore. But you've got all these different features in new cards. But the thing is, all I've seen from it is go back 3 years before that, you got a graphics card, you plugged it in, it was solid. It worked straight out of the box, everything worked fine. Right. Nowadays, you put your card in, and it's like, oh, this game doesn't play with that card. Oh, this card breaks when you play that game. Oh, this can't work with that. Oh, this one gets flickers when you do this. You know, it's getting to the point where all this stuff, they can't tune these things right for what they're trying to do. You know, you just want to be able to play the game.
There's a reason why I had a 1080 Ti for 2 years, because it was a fantastic card.
Yeah,
and it lasted that long.
Trump's like, only just got rid of my 1080 Ti, the Zotac one I gave him, the Extreme. That was like one of the top 6 most powerful 1080 Ti's. I think, what, they have 12 gigs of RAM on it?
Yeah, 11.
Was it 11? And
yeah, I had an EVGA.
Yeah, and he said it was really, really good. But I don't know. What can you do? If they're going back to 2060s, they're going back to the older technology. To me, it sounds like they're just trying to make money where people like can't afford to go forward from here. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's sort of like a backward step.
They have to do something to appease the people that aren't in the upper income bracket. So the only way to do it is to come out with the 2060 12 gig. But even so, at 500, and they said, and they didn't say that was going to be the price. They're just saying that it wouldn't be less than that.
Yeah, but this is where AMD could have a killing, because AMD have always been cheaper cards. Now, if they bring the equivalent of a 3060 card out and they put the price tag on it for the same as what this is, no one's going to go with this over that, because the difference is going to be massive. So I think that would be a good idea for them to do, you know, but I don't know. Whoever does this stuff, I always seem to feel like they do something totally different.
Well, wait till they start benching this thing when it comes out, and you end up finding out that it equals a 3060. So
see what it matches up against.
It won't even matter.
Yeah. Well, right, what's your next bit of news, Gray?
The whole thing has gotten crazy. Just want to make a quick note that a couple games are going to be coming to Game Pass. And by the way, if you're in our Discord, I constantly try to keep up with the new games, and I put it in the pins in the game chat room. But Stardew Valley came out today, and there's a lot of people, including myself, that wanted to check out this game, but I didn't really want to buy it per se. But since I have Game Pass, it's popping up on Game Pass, so that's a big deal, because apparently a lot of people like that game. The other game that I've been waiting for, but I again didn't want to spend the hard cash, is Aliens Fireteam Elite, and that's coming December 14th.
Is that the one that came out recently?
Yep. Came out a couple months ago.
Is that on Xbox already, or is it coming out on Xbox?
It's going to Xbox Game Pass December 14th, so we don't have long to wait.
Ooh, I'll be into that, because Jansen was saying about how good that is as a multiplayer for Aliens. I was just looking. I went a bit quiet there, because I was just looking, because there's not many people in the chat today, and I think it's something to do with me hosting someone earlier on. I don't know if it's working properly. So whoever is in the chat now, you better do a triple job of the chat, because there's no one in here because Twitch has done something a bit bizarre. But we'll carry on anyway and see what happens.
Well, if Aliens Fireteam is coming, which it is, the 14th, I would definitely jump into that and do some co-op, because I've been waiting to see what that's all about.
Do you know anything about the game? Have you seen it?
No. I only heard a little bit about it.
Talk about it quickly, because from what I know, it's a bit four-player co-op. A bit like, I think it might be a bit like Division, but with aliens, and obviously in the alien-themed world. Oh man, it's going to be cool if we can have four of us running around playing aliens.
I think that'll be fun. I would definitely plan on that one. That'll be good. Check out the Discord, join it, and we'll all be playing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think we're starting, in Elite now, we're starting to wind down a little bit, where we're getting a little bit of time to play other games. I'm not saying we're going to leave and we're not going to stop doing what we're doing, because we're all completely hooked on it. But I think we can make time now to play other games as well.
Sure.
You know? And I think we should try and get into some more stuff and see how it goes. But yeah, if that fire team's definitely out, I'm definitely up for it. And hopefully people in the chat are up for it. Stardew Valley, if you haven't played that, man, you should play that. Like, that's one of them games where if I could go back in time and play it brand new, I would enjoy it from the very start to the very end. But because I've already played it, I feel it hard to go back and do the same things twice.
Mm.
You know, one game I do want to go back is RimWorld. They brought loads of new stuff out for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm well interested to go back to that. But that's another time sink. That's one that's hundreds of hours sitting at the computer.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
So, but yeah, go on, Gray. What's your next bit of news?
All right. If I had to tell you that a company as respected as, I hope I pronounce this right, Swarovski, they're the ones that make all the fancy, super expensive crystal work. Right. So if I were to give you that name, which is a very well-known name, and said, so, Nick, what game do you think they would ever make?
Talking about like the perfume company that you see on the adverts on the TV?
I don't know if they make perfume, but they make very high end crystal pieces, one of a kind, that can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. They're very well known. All the high end customers.
And they're bringing out a computer game.
No, wait. No, not coming out with a computer game. But if I were to tell you if I were to ask you a question, and said, okay, if this company, or if you were the owner of the company, let's say, and you wanted to pick a game that you would create a crystal creation of, okay, something in the game that you would go that far to create a one-of-a-kind crystal piece that would cost thousands and thousands of dollars, what game do you think you would pick off the top of your head?
Elder Scrolls.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Did I get it right?
No. Oh. I'm asking for a reason. So that's a very good choice. So I could say something like maybe I don't know. What are the other? Maybe one of the bigger Assassin's Creed games. You know, some nice crystal for that.
Cool.
You know,
what do they go with?
Something that's really good. So I read this thing and it's Halo. And I'm thinking to myself, Halo? What?
Is that why would they pick that? Halo's people are talking about it right now.
I don't understand. I don't care what's going on with Halo. Why
would
you?
Said he was about to say Halo.
I mean, but no one can afford this thing. The picture of it is gorgeous. If you look at the article, I mean, it truly is gorgeous. I couldn't imagine how much this thing is going to cost. It's going to probably be in the upwards of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I mean, this thing is nice. And I'm sitting there going, like, who would go out of their way to buy a crystal head of the Master Chief's helmet from a company like that?
Well, it depends how many they make. If they make 10 of them, like anyone that's been a Halo fan for years, they're going to be like, 100, yes, definitely.
117 sets have been made. It's a piece of crystal. And
117?
117 sets. A set means it's the helmet, and it also comes with a Covenant.
Why 117? Where do they get that figure?
I have no idea. Oh, wait a minute. It says, in reference to the Master Chief Spartan number.
All right. So there's a reason behind it. I can't remember Halo, so...
So it's going to be the helmet, really. And you're going to have an expensive sword to go with it, and a crystal. And it's just like, gosh, the price would be... I'm sorry. I mean, I know if you're a Halo fan, I get it. But if I was going to do it, like Nick said, I would definitely pick Elder Scrolls or something from Skyrim, or some other game, or maybe even something from Mass Effect or something like that. I'm not going with the Halo. Sorry.
Well, I think it would need to be more fantasy sort of game for crystal.
Yeah.
You know? But... I don't know. There is a lot of weird stuff like coming out. I was going to go back quickly because just as we started talking about your next bit of news, we were talking about hardware and PCs being up to date and stuff. And McCraw just put a message in just as we started talking. And he was saying that having such an outdated rig, he finds it's difficult to get excited about new games these days. And that's purely because if a new game comes out, he knows that he's going to struggle to play it, or he's going to play it on low settings. Now I've got a question for you, McCraw. If your computer is low end, where it's to the point where you're not excited about games anymore, would that make you want to switch to a PlayStation or an Xbox because they just work out of the box without having to worry about what's going on? Or would you still prefer to stay with what you've got rather than switching back?
That's actually a good question, because with the prices going up and stuff, you'd almost think that consoles will see a surge.
Yeah, but the thing is, the price of them are going up as well.
True.
You know, how much is it? I wouldn't know how much an Xbox or a PlayStation is right now today, but how much are they?
Well, the PS5, I think the newest one, I think it's 500, 600. Yeah. So that's not a bad price, and it looks pretty darn good.
So, 500. So if that's $500, that's probably about 400 quid, 425. It's a lot of money, man, for what it is.
Yeah, I agree with that. But to get a computer, you're not, these days, you're not going to get something.
How much was a Mega Drive when it first came out in comparison?
I don't know.
I swear it was like 120 quid.
I think we all need to go back and get games like Pong, because then, you know, anything can play it.
Man, I remember being a kid and the Super NES came out. The SNES, yeah. And I remember getting that and thinking, oh my God, the best thing in my life has just ever happened to me. I am literally gonna be able to play Mario Kart, F-Zero in my bedroom without my mates there and not being at their house. And I was so excited, man. Like, literally, I was so excited. And I don't think I've ever felt that feeling again of wanting to be on the computer that much, you know?
Yeah.
Even
the PS5s are basically still a computer. I mean, and you can put a keyboard and mouse on it. Right? So
Street Fighter 2, oh man, that was like, you used to play it in the chip shop with your mates, and then all of a sudden you're like, man, I don't have to keep putting credits in, and it's on my TV, and it looks the same.
Yeah, when your favorite arcade games came to being able to be played at home, that was like, what? That's not possible.
Yeah, because I remember you used to always see like Sega Rally, and you'd see it at the arcade. It'd be a big car with a steering wheel and that, and then you'd be like, and then there was another one like it. I can't remember what it was called. And then all of a sudden you're at home and you're like, I've got better graphics here than I have going to the arcade. And you was like, it was a really baffling experience. Like, why would I go there when I can play Virtual Fighter here?
Well, look at the resurgence of
Ridge
Spyro.
Racer. Remember that?
Remember Spyro's on Steam now with all the Spyro old games. Bandicoot, right? These are all games that we used to play years ago, and they're all back and upgraded for computer. I mean, they sold a lot of those.
Yeah. McCraw said no, he wouldn't go back to a console with the price tag on them, and not to mention the loss of all the communities he's part of as a PC user.
Well, yes and no. We do have a couple of people that do have consoles that are in our community, and they enjoy it. But yeah, you know, I get it.
But do they enjoy it because they want a PC? They can't get a PC.
They're
making the best of a bad situation.
The one that I can think of would like to have a PC, but at the same time, he still really enjoys the community, and he just, you know, plays his console.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on. What's your... you haven't got any more news?
Nope. That was the end of the news part. I can make
pretty,
up news.
That was pretty quick, wasn't it? Man. Well, let's talk about our games. Now, obviously, you all know that we've been addicted to Elite, but I did go to try and play. I've got a couple of games on my list that I want to play, and they're on Xbox. I can't really open them up because it might mess the cameras up for a second. There you go. But I'm going to have a look and just say, so there's a load of new games coming out, and there's a couple of games that I want to definitely get into. The one I've been playing is called Townscaper. Have you seen Townscaper?
No.
Now, I haven't been on Xbox for, I don't know, months. So before I was playing Elite, I would go on Xbox every other day or two to see what's coming out. And I'd be like, oh, I like that game. I'll try it out. And I'd play it. If I liked it, I'd continue. If I didn't, I'd just get rid of it. And so you'd always look at the recently added bit. And basically, I ain't been on there for ages, so there's loads of new games. So, like, I've got this whole list of games that I haven't played, and I'm going to talk a bit about Townscaper in a minute, but there's a couple of other games that I wanted to play and get involved. Evil Genius 2 is one I want to play. I haven't played that.
That one you need to play.
Yeah.
You'd like that.
But there's a few others that just Definitely. On there that I've not seen. Before We Leave. Has anyone seen Before We Leave before?
Mm-mm.
No? Anyone in the chat played Before We Leave? So I want to try that.
That's what we say before the podcast is over.
X1, I don't know what that is, but it looks pretty cool. My friend Pedro, I've played before. The next Space Rebels. There's just like, there's so much stuff. And Forza 5. I've only started playing Forza 5, and I want to get into playing that with a load of people. The whole of the crew ain't got on that yet.
There's still Age of Empires 4.
Age of Empires 4 I haven't played yet. It's like,
you should play.
It's quite good in a way, because there's all these games that I can just be like, right, I'm going to play another game, I'm going to play that. But, Townscaper, I started playing this today as a little. I knew it was a little game, so I knew I could play it in a little bit of time and just see what it's like. And honestly, I wouldn't class it as a game. It's called Townscaper, and basically, you build like it's a city building game, but with no rules. There's nothing to do apart from click the colors and click the map where you want to put a building. So you just like build. Say it's all water and I click the middle of the map, it puts one little building in the middle and it'll be red. So now I can go up and click a colour, so I go blue. And then I click the top of the building there. And then it'll put a building on top of a building. If I click next to it, it'll build another building next to it. If I click a path on the map, it'll put a bit of pathway. So I was like, what is this? And it does say that it's just a peaceful town building game that's, if you want to make like really picturesque villages with winding pathways and stuff like that. But when I got into it, it was literally you just click and it builds things. There's no strategy or there's no mechanics to it. You just click, put that there, put that there, put that there, and it just, the higher you go. So I thought I'd see how high I go, and you just keep getting higher and higher and higher. Camera pans out further and further. And yeah, Townscraper.
So that was it? You don't have to go out and like
just
farm for materials.
You just click where you want to build it and then take screenshots.
Well, I hope it doesn't really cost that much. I know it's on Game Pass.
You know, if you've got any kids and you want them to get into a game that's easy without having to worry about anything, just give them that because they can just click on the screen and build things.
Actually, that's a good point. That would be good.
But you don't even select what building you want to put in. You just click it and it just puts the building that's there.
So it's one building?
One building type and it just gets bigger and bigger or it's a different color. And if you go to a certain height, it might turn into like a cathedral. Or if you go higher than that, it might turn into something else. But it's all like randomly generated I literally deleted it in about 30 seconds.
I was just going to say, so did you get bored?
But like, I don't know, maybe if you give it to your kids, they might like it. But for me, it just weren't for me, man. But apart from that, I want to get into all these other games. And I'm going to try and make time going forward because there's a lot of games I do want to play there. But we thought it was funny the other day with you, Gray. We're all on there and we're like, where's Gray? Why is he not playing Elite? And then someone's like, he's playing Mortal Kombat 11. And we were like, what? Why is Gray playing that? And you were playing it.
Yeah, it's a good game. I mean, since we're going into it, I'll talk about it. I have not played a Mortal Kombat game for at least 5 years. It could be even longer than that.
So what was the last one you remember?
It had to be like 5 or 6. I don't remember. And it was good. I enjoyed it. But it's been so many years. And I just, to be honest with you, what really used to scare me away from it all the time was the price. Because even though I really liked the game, I'm sitting there going like, I don't know, a fighting game.
Yeah, will I get my money back for the amount of time I play?
Yeah, I mean, it's like $60. I'm going to play it, really have fun. And then I might walk away and come back later. $60. I'm like, nah, I don't know. So I kept on saying no, 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 no. And then finally one day they had a one-day sale and it was for half price. And I'm looking at it and I'm going like, and it's got Arnold, Terminator, RoboCop, Spawn, Rambo.
So you did buy it then?
So then I just go, okay. So I bought it for half price at the time. And then somebody in our community we know was very nice and they don't like the game. And they had a key to open up the rest of the DLC and they gave it to me. And I said, really? I said, thanks very much. So I opened it up with the DLC. Now I've got everything. The game plus every DLC that it comes with. And there's a lot of them. Yep. So I've got all these characters, all these different things and cosmetics and other things up the yin yang. So I decided, okay, I'm going to play this. And I even went out and bought a fight stick because I don't like playing keyboard mouse. That's one of the few games I don't play keyboard mouse.
Keyboard and mouse in a fighter. Why don't you use a controller?
No, that's what I'm talking about. I don't use a keyboard and mouse. So I bought a gaming stick.
No, but why have you not got a controller?
I don't want to use a controller. I like a fight stick. I want to be like the arcade.
But have you got a controller?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, but I don't like it. You want to see my? You want to see my stick? I can show you the fight stick.
I don't want to see your stick.
Well, not that stick.
It's getting too personal in there, man.
But the fighting stick is great. I spent a couple bucks.
Get your fighting stick out, but don't touch it.
I got
a deep.
Hold on.
We can see your legs. Look at my sexy body. Look, he's going into the cupboard.
You gotta hear all the noises. Sorry. Okay, here it is. This is, I don't know if you can see this right. There you go. See that?
Yeah, you need to turn it down a little bit. Turn it twitch. That's it.
Good?
I'm not being funny, though. With them, I always find, like, I've got massive hands, but the buttons are well far away from each other.
No, they're not. You should see it. They're very well spread out. It would be great for hands as big as... But what's great about it is it has all the buttons are right there, so I can just have the stick on the left hand and hit all the buttons I want. All the combos, which makes it a lot easier than trying to do the triggers on a controller.
Yeah.
So that thing makes it a way more fun. And I'm not a pro. Some people play Mortal Kombat, and if I were to play them like online in a co-op, they'd probably beat me in about 2 minutes. But you know, because some of them are very, very good at it and they know all the combo moves and everything. I play the AI just because I want to have fun and because I want to win.
Did you complete the game?
No, I don't usually play the what do you call it, the campaign, because the campaign to me is usually kind of boring. Now I'm not saying it. I will try it because I don't want to come out and say that it's boring because I haven't done it on Mortal Kombat 11. But in the past Mortal Kombat games years ago, I mean it. The campaign, it's secondary, man. It's not. Yeah. Really,
I mean, that's what I was about to say to you. Have you played Injustice 2?
No, but I do have the game.
Oh, Injustice 2, man. I don't know what Mortal Kombat's like, because I haven't played that properly. But Injustice 2, there's so many, there's hundreds of unlocks.
Yeah.
Like you grow your character. Each character you play, you unlock all the different parts and they evolve into these different people.
Well, from what I heard, and I don't know, but they heard that Injustice 2 is like the equivalent of Mortal Kombat, but in the comic book universe.
Oh, right.
So you have all the iconic, you know, DC heroes and anti-heroes.
Did you watch the film Mortal Kombat, the recent one?
Yes, it was very good.
Yeah,
I was really happy with it.
I'm waiting for the next one.
Well, the reason I think it was so good is they finally decided the heck with it, we'll go with an R rating, because previous to this, they wanted to go for the PG or PG-13. And you really can't do it. Mortal Kombat is, it's just that kind of a game, man. It's graphic.
Mortal Kombat. Make it for
kids. So when they started to do the movie, I had read up on it a little bit, and they said that they're really kind of scared to go with the R rating, but they decided the heck with it. We're just going to go for it, and it'll fall wherever it falls. And they did it, and it's done quite well. And they are going to do a sequel too. And I like a good martial arts movie if it really looks believable or the fight scenes are choreographed, etc. Not the
man. I remember back to the days when I was a kid and I used to put my VHS tapes in watching American Ninja.
Oh yeah, sure.
Do you remember American Ninja? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long, long time, but yeah.
They're the old school, like, karate kung fu films where they're all, like, in their ninja outfits and they're all doing their stuff in the field.
Well, if anybody knows martial arts movies and stuff, of course, they've heard of Bruce Lee. And so I watched the movies as they came out years ago because I'm an old guy.
Because I'm an old guy.
So I watched all the Bruce Lee movies and I loved them, but there were so many martial arts movies out then that most of them were all garbage. But if you got somebody with real talent and knew how to choreograph a fight, it was really good.
I was younger and I was in college, there was like a group of kids that was always in the community room. And I didn't really talk to anyone when I was there, but they was always in the community room and they was always into like all the kung fu movies and that. And they used to watch one called Drunken Master. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Where he like drinks and he starts doing all these crazy moves.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Jackie, if I remember right, Jackie Chan was the original Drunken Master. I don't know if he played in every movie. Jackie Chan is amazing. He's been known as the guy that he can take literally anything and turn it into a weapon and or something to avoid, you know, enemies with. He'll take a ladder, a broom, a mop. I mean, whatever it is, and he does all these
amazing... own stunts as well, and he's had loads of accidents, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's getting a little old in the tooth now, so I don't think he can do that as much anymore. But yes, he did all his own stunts and everything. But yeah, if you know anything about martial arts, that's another great name. Jet Li is another great name in the movies. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a TV show that it's on Netflix. I think you guys have this, but it's called Into the Badlands.
Okay.
If you want to see a very good martial arts television show, watch that. It ran for, I think, 3 seasons, and it was excellent. The fight scenes were really good on it.
Really?
But kind of segueing back to Mortal Kombat 11, the other reason I really wanted to get it is because it has the Terminator, and it's the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator. It had RoboCop straight out of the movie that we all loved. It had Rambo. It has Spawn from the comic books. So I played these characters because as they started adding these characters, I'm getting more and more interested. And I played the Terminator and played with RoboCop, and it's really great. I mean, they have the sounds down. A lot of the signature moves really fit the character. So you'll see like Terminator grab the guy and take out his machine gun or his shotgun and shoot the guy. During the fight and everything. So, and he says little things like terminated and, you know, other things. So you actually have the voices, you have the signature moves that all are, they pay attention to what the character is and they try to match moves up to what that character would do. So he's not doing stuff that's out of the ordinary.
Mm.
In other words, they're not saying, here, Arnold, we want you to fight like a kung fu expert. No, that he does a lot of different things.
Yeah.
More in terms of more like what
so
the Terminator would
fits
do.
His role.
But yeah, there's a little bit of kung fu-y stuff, but not that much. It's mostly just what the Terminator would do or what RoboCop would do.
So like I said, did you complete the game?
No, because I didn't do the campaign, and I don't know if I'm going to.
What were you doing then? Just individual fights?
Yeah, I just set up the fight. It's got like a million different scenarios you can set up and where you want to fight and who you want to fight.
You still got to go through the main thing, though.
No, you don't. Not at all.
I would.
Not at all.
It'd be much
you go
better.
Right into it.
Who votes he's meant to play through the main one?
I mean, I'll go through the campaign, I think, just to see what it is. But in past games, the campaigns are boring, man.
Really?
You just want to
One
fight.
Thing I don't like in games like that is when you get a backstory and you have to watch it. I was getting really annoyed with, what was it? Oh, Forza 5, because I've been playing Forza 5. And if anyone wants to play Forza 5, let me know. I'm well up for playing that. Where you start the game and you're forced to do the tutorial, you're forced to watch every intro, the game crash after 15, 20 minutes, get into it again, it crashes again at the same point. And I'm like, I can't be bothered to drive these three crappy cars straight out of this plane over and over again.
So you got to go through all the unlocks to get them?
Yeah. Trump said, hey, Nick, did my subscription come through? I haven't seen it right now. It's not showed up and I've nothing for 7 hours. Give it a minute, because There's an issue at the moment with Twitch. And I don't know what it is, but whilst we're live streaming, the view count's only at 9 views, which is much lower than normal. And we was actually hosting somebody else when we started, and I've got a feeling when we hosted that person, there's been a something's going on between our stream and their stream. It's not like showing as me hosting anyone now, but it is a bit weird. It is a bit weird. It's not come up my end, but what I'll do is I'll keep check for it and make sure it got through. But I do appreciate you doing it, Trub. And we'll give it 5 minutes and see if it comes up.
We can do the audios and make up our own noises and stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to subscribing.
453 says that it was a bad start to the game. It was because, like, we all know what Forza 5's about. It's the same as Forza 4, different map, different cars, same thing. Why do we need to know all of that crap? We're going to drive, like, dropping out of a plane, driving through the jungle, driving through here. It just doesn't need it. Cheers, Mystic Dude. So that showed up. So Trub, maybe try yours again and see what it does, because I've got nothing on here, but Mystic's dudes did to come through. So it might be your end.
Just don't pay again.
Just testing if the bit show. Cheers, dude. But I really like that game, but it is what it is. I like it for what it is. I don't need to be doing tutorials, and I don't need to be forced to watch videos of the same crap that I saw last time. I just want the game. Just think how much they could have put into the game if they just didn't put that starter video in there. We all know what we're getting. We just want to buy cars, kit up cars, win cars, and race cars. That's all we want to do, you know?
Or at least if they're going to do that, make it really short so you can get right into it.
But the thing was, what pissed me off even more is I'd done 45 minutes or half an hour in the game, and it crashed, and then I had to start again.
Oh, God. You had to listen to all this again?
Yeah. So I had to watch it all again, and then I was like, is this going to do this again? And then it done it again. And I was like, oh. And so admittedly, I had a driver update, and that's why it was doing it. But that's not the point. The point is, they've just made it so long. At least make it where you hold down escape and it wipes it off, you know, or something like that. Like, don't force us to watch the whole thing all the time. We don't want to see it.
You know, what's funny, you just brought up memory. You remember years ago when you used to have games that had all these long intros and other junk, and they actually had people that would come out with these tiny little files that you would actually put into the game and it would go right past all that stuff?
Really? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When the games used to be on DVDs or, you know, only, you were forced to watch these, you know, all these opening credits and other garbage and stuff that they put at the beginning, and you couldn't skip them. Even if you hit escape, you couldn't skip them.
Yeah.
And so they would come out with these little files that would basically just pass all that. You would install it in the game, and then it would pass all that junk and go straight into the first, you know, into the actual live action. So you miss all that.
The ones I used to hate is when you start the game and then you've got a sequence of talking that you've got to read, and you have to press a button, and then it go to the next person in the speech bubble. Blah, 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 blah. Press a button. Next one. Press a button. It's like Fallout and stuff like that. I love them games, but I can never keep up with the stories because I just get so bored of reading. I don't mind reading one paragraph or two paragraphs, but I don't want to read a book every time I talk to someone, especially when the mission's like, go to A and pick up this. All right, we go there, talk to him for 10 minutes. Go to B and drop him off here. Go there and you talk to him for 10 minutes. It just gets so long, and I just think, and then I find myself skipping everything. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because you'd much rather have like a voice actor doing the voices because you get more into it.
Yeah.
You remember the days they didn't have any voice actors? It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I remember some of the titles. I remember Fallout coming out and saying, we've got real actors. They're real famous people that are talking, and is in Fable, that are going to be talking in the game.
Do you remember when, you may not have played these games, but you remember when Dragon Age came out? The first Dragon Age?
Everyone went mad about Dragon Age.
Right, and it was great games. Really enjoyable, and there's new ones coming, supposedly. But in the first one, I believe, if I remember correctly, it was all just text going at the bottom. Then the next one comes out, and your character is text at the bottom, but everybody else is talking. And that was like, ooh, wow, somebody's talking. That was exciting. And then by the time they got to the next one, everybody's talking. Yeah. So these days, you expect every game to be able to be voice acted.
Yeah.
But back then, it was a weird thing where there was none. Then there was some. And then there was everything.
I'll tell you one thing that annoys me is when you get a game that's a AAA game, like it's really, really high end. But then when it comes into a talk scene, the characters are all blocky and horrible. Have you had that? The game's like amazing graphics, and then you come into the bar to talk to someone, it's like all square. It looks like Tomb Raider with the triangle boobies.
Oh God. I would say on some games that aren't well done, yes, but on games like Assassin's Creed and Far Cry, you don't see that. The graphics are pretty good. And they do look really, really good. And there's, you know, I keep on reading these articles too, how they're trying to push even further into the photorealistic stuff. I saw a video, I can't remember who did it, but it was on YouTube, and they showed some of the latest stuff they've been working on when it comes to photorealistic video. And wow, a couple of these sequences they showed, man, it was awfully close to the real thing. It looked very, very good.
Do you remember that game we used to talk about? And it was about being in a real world where you buy a real house and you get a real job. And it was like a full role play game. And in the game, you buy a house and you decorate it and everything. And if you wanted, you could do like artworks and you could sell them in game for real money. And you could buy and sell houses and do stuff. I can't remember what it was called. It started around
for real money. Wow.
Yeah, no, it started around the time of Armor Free, when you had Armor Free roleplay, because that's what a lot of people got into. And then someone brought this game out, and it was so early on, and they said, "Oh, in a couple of years, it's going to be amazing." I can't remember the title of it. It was something like Life or something like that.
Second Life?
Is it called Second Life?
There was a game called Second Life. Yeah, see, Mecca just said that.
Second
Life. Yeah, and
Life.
It was supposed to be a true-to-life role-playing type game of the real world, which, why would you want to do that? You have the real world anyway. But that's what it was about. So essentially, you did have a second life in the game, playing as a role that maybe something you wouldn't have done in your normal life.
Yeah,
I know it lasted for quite a while and had a following. I have no idea if it's still around.
I've just looked it up. It's still around.
Really?
Yeah. It's free to play.
Yeah, because they couldn't make any more money off it.
Download.
Free to play, but everything you buy in there costs real money.
It doesn't really show you a lot, though. It says, like, thousands of virtual experiences and communities. You'll never run out of places to explore and people to meet. Musics, clubs, role-playing communities, virtual cinemas, more. Second Life is always wonderful, sometimes weird, 100% wow-worthy. And then it says, remote meetings, make meetings fun again, hangout spaces with real people. Wow. Shop the Second Life marketplace to offer millions of items, including fashions, home decor. Create and monetize your own creations to earn real profits in virtual economy power.
I never could figure that out. I mean, Mecca Janai just said he's heard crazy stories from the game. People owning nightclubs that were worth millions.
In real life.
In real life.
I want a virtual nightclub that makes me millions in real life.
See, that boggles my mind. I mean, you're going into what's essentially the closest thing to the real world that you live in, and then you build something that's cool and you sell it for real money and it's just all virtual.
I might have a look at this.
Here's the new job for you, Nick. You're gonna be test case. See if you can go in there and sell a building for like a couple $1,000s.
Right, I'm gonna try and go on Twitch and see if it comes up with anything. But so if you hear noise, it's because I've gone into someone's stream. I'm gonna see what comes up.
I just
like, from what you see of it, it makes it look like it's amazing.
It must be a bunch of blocky buildings that cost millions. Like, whoa, I got a blocky building. But that's insane. How could stuff like that cost so much? But there's only in the world.
There's no one streaming that on Twitch. So,
wow, shows you how popular that is.
I don't get it. I can't work it out.
I don't either. It's almost like it's an underground.
Yeah.
You know,
once you sign up, you log in, and the man knocks on your front door within 10 seconds. You click log in, and your front doorbell goes bing bong. You go downstairs. There's a guy in a black suit. He's like, "Did you start Second Life?" You're like, "Yeah, why?" He says, "Let me tell you the rules."
Mystic said something. We should read it out, but also I got a comment to it. He said that's already happening again in the metaverse. The next big thing, apparently. One guy's making a fortune selling virtual fuel from his virtual garage to players who have cars that run out of fuel. that's nuts. Well, here's I'm going to give you another one I thought was fake. I went online I don't know how I got to this article, but I saw an article about fashion designers making virtual clothes, but putting it on real people, and I'm going like, what? So I had to go read this thing. They actually have people, like ordinary people, models, whatever, and they create instead of real clothes, they create virtual clothes that they then put on the people in a picture and make it look like they actually are wearing this outfit for real. Crazy stuff that you couldn't probably do in real life. And this is going nuts. People are paying money, big money, to be able to have them be able to wear all these amazing clothes that they couldn't afford to buy. And it's a whole new thing now.
Yeah, but that's like what I was saying to Jansen. There's this whole new digital art thing exploding in real life now, where so you could design a piece of art on the computer, and then you can sell it, even though it can be reproduced on every screen in the world with a click of the button. Yeah.
Yeah.
The person who owns the actual file is the one that's worth the money. So say Jansen done like a photo image of me like this. Say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he could sell that, even though he could send that file to a million people, he would sell it to one person for a lot of money, and they would hold that on a USB stick or whatever, and that would be the original copy.
Wow. I don't get that.
Like, I don't get it either, but you could just send it to everybody.
Well, this thing's amazing. I mean, I almost wish I could fashion design, which I can't.
It's not an oil painting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, if I could go in there and sit there and make an outfit and then stick it on somebody in a picture of themselves and they get all excited, oh, look what I'm wearing, and I didn't do anything. I didn't create a new an actual piece of clothing and make all kinds of money.
But Mecca just said, someone created Amsterdam in Second Life and sold it for $50,000 in real life.
See, that's insane to me. Completely bonkers nuts. So you're going to create an Amsterdam and sell for $50,000 in a game and it's not real. It's just... I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I told you, the world's gone mad.
Everyone's got bored.
They're looking for things to do. I'm just looking at Second Life now, and I was just looking at a house somebody's made. And the graphics they don't look amazing. So the details of this house is priced like a demo, but it's the full thing. This is only $1 or something in game, because I don't do this for profit. I just like making these things and I can sell them for whatever I want. Welcome to your brand new starter home. I hope you enjoy it. So he's selling a house for people to take for extremely cheap. And it's all advertised for $1, like real money, and you can buy it.
We're in the wrong stuff, man. We got to get into this.
And it's got a features section. What features has it got? Doesn't have any features. Doesn't have any content.
I'm going to get together with you, Nick, and we're going to create a bunch of stuff.
It has a hardwood floor and a fireplace. It's got 18 reviews.
Come on, we can make a house and sell it for at least $10,000, right?
But he sold this for $1.
Well, something else then.
And it's had a lot of reviews. I can't see how many people have paid for this. But so he's got a lot of reviews. So I like this. Is one of the reviews.
What you should do is make a version of your house that's virtual and then sell it for a bunch of money.
Yeah, but this is from a guy or a girl called Cozy. Called Charlotte, and she's very cozy. This house, I like this little cabin. It's small and yet has lots of rooms for its size. If you're looking for a mansion with a ballroom, this isn't it. This is an excellent skybox for playing house. The people have actually bought this. Good detail. Low prims, amazing price for what you get. Highly recommend. Amazing price for what you get. $1 for a virtual house.
I guess that's a bargain in Second Life, right?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into this. To look into this Second Life stuff because, it's crazy.
I'm telling you, you and Jansen should be able to clean up.
Man. The Turnip Sky Dome. This one is $1,000.
Wow.
It's got 53 reviews.
53? That's it? And it sells for $1,000?
Yeah. People have bought it. I loved it. However, I would like it to have more options of grass and some trees included, since I'd not usually spend a lot on decoration, but it's perfect. It's just a bit of green grass. It's just a dome.
It's not quite enough money. It's below me. I need something just a little bit more expensive.
Oh, it's madness. I'm going to have to try this out. If anyone's had a go on it, let us know. But right, let's move on because we're just talking about just that's, weird and crazy. Is, yeah, I said definitely. We're just talking about my missus shouted out shit downstairs.
I mean, $50,000 for Amsterdam. I'm going to go out and build a city.
I'm going to go downstairs in a minute and say, look, I've seen this a house online. It's in a game. It's $1,000. I'm going to buy it. And then she'll come and you'll just see her beating me with a stick.
That's right.
Man. Right, let's move on anyway. We talk about Mortal Kombat and loads of crap. PC community. Oh, we didn't even say about the PC giveaway.
It's because it was given away.
Oh, right. Fair enough. it went anyway. It went, who did it go to? It went to Craig.
Craig UK. No, Craig 2019 UK.
Oh, right. And then Scooby's now sent it off. We're hoping to look for some pictures. But Scooby did do a lot of stuff to it. That planetarium you put on top was well expensive when I looked it up. Did you know that?
No, I didn't look.
It was 200 quid.
He didn't include it, did he?
Yeah. And he put a Corsair mouse in there as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so he put some dollars.
Too bad we were disqualified.
Yeah. I just wanted the mouse. But yeah, anyway, moving forward. The benchmark scoreboard is gone because the magazine is gone. So we get rid of that.
Well, it's not gone. Well, yeah, I guess it is. Cause
it's gone.
The last one is in the magazine now. That's what it should be.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens at the end of this month. Right. Tomorrow night. Now, if you're listening to this back later, make sure you check the dates because tomorrow Saturday. Night for us is Saturday, the 4th of December, which is tomorrow for us.
Hold it. Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, it's the next day. I keep thinking it's lost
okay. You get everybody messed up now.
Well, you can come tomorrow if you want.
Saturday. This Saturday, December 4th.
So not tomorrow. The next day is Saturday. Yes. We'll be having the community drinking night. Where everybody's welcome to come in. We'll play loads of different games. We'll be getting some beers on, putting some music on, chilling out. And it's all about the laugh. Come in. Everyone has their cameras on. You don't have to have cameras on. You don't have to speak. But it'd be good to see all of you in there.
Speaking would help, though.
Yeah, speaking does help. But you can just listen to what's going on with the rest of us.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to drink, but drinking does make it funnier.
Yeah, especially when it's me. Right, let's move on. Questions. We've got quite a few big questions. Cryptic. His name is Cryptic. Yep. He tried to give us a cryptic question, which he succeeded. Very cryptic. I'll read it out, and Gray can go first. Right.
Okay.
So his question is...
It's a three-parter, so...
Well, it's all three-part or one-part. I'll read it all out, and then we'll go from there. If you could take certain parts of any game ever made to make one ultimate game, what parts or mechanics would you pick? AAA only. What would you want the game to be called, and what would the game entail? Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Wow, that's loaded. Well, what I would say is if we're talking AAA or whatever, I will say up front that I would want to have the best optimized game possible because optimization is everything. And if that's the case, then I want the optimization team that worked on Doom and Doom Eternal because that is one of the best optimized games ever done, period. So if I could get an optimization that good, I definitely want that in the game. So that has to be in there. That's an important mechanic. So that's for sure. So I don't know about the name. Sorry?
What would you cross that with?
Are we talking about something new or just crossing two things from one game? If I had the optimization, then I would want a game probably that the graphics would be on a par with either Doom or the latest Far Cry, Assassin's Creed, that kind of thing. So I definitely would want that. At least those mechanics. I don't know what I would call the game, though, because I haven't really thought about what the game should be, per se. I'd want open world, because I think open world is always a lot of fun, because there's always a lot to do. Yes, although I wouldn't want it as crowded, though, as some of the latest Assassin's Creed games are.
See, I've got an idea of what I'd have, and it's similar to you. I think what you're trying to explain is what I'm going to explain.
Okay.
So I would imagine if I could take certain parts of games... I would like a game where you've got Elite Dangerous flying around in space with different planets, but then when you go down to these planets, you've got like a Fallout 4 scenario.
Open world, yeah.
You know, where so you come out of your ship and then you go into this open world and then you play it out like Fallout 4 with real maps and stuff. You know, not like same thing everywhere, but different parts of the map all over.
And that game would only take 10 years to do.
Yeah, well, Star Citizen, they can get on with it, can't they, and get it done.
It would be cool, because if you could do as much as you can now in Space of the Elite and then come down to a total open world the size of an Assassin's Creed, wow. Yeah.
But then I would like it. Then I would like it if I could buy my own house in game and sell it for real money.
Exactly. We have to have that mechanic in there. We all want to make some money. If somebody's dumb enough to buy a house I built, then great.
I did that in Diablo. That was the first game where it had real money in it. And you could play the game, get really high-end weapons, and then sell them for like 10, 30, 40 quid. And people would buy them straight away.
Yeah, but that I've heard of. And that, so that's not totally unbelievable if you actually
It's all been stopped now.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so weird about how they get away with it in Second Life. I'm sitting there going like, so why do they get away with it? And yet they're trying to stop this?
Yeah, Diablo 3 when it was first released. That's what I meant. That's what I was doing it on. I don't know. Do you know what? I'm not going to complain. I've always really liked the idea of getting really rare stuff out of a loot box.
Yeah, sure.
Not buying the loot box, but earning one. So you have to play every 10 hours. We used to play a game called... What was it called? The shooting game. Oh, I can't remember what it was called.
The shooting game. Yeah.
No, it was like a first-person shooter, but it was very indie looking. And they used to give you loot crates. We held their first servers for them in the UK.
Which are totally outlawed now.
I can't remember what it's called, but you'd get like loot crates. And I've actually got rare guns from the first year the game came out from loot crates. And every time you went up a level, you'd get one crate, a bit like CSGO. And you'd have to buy the keys to open the crates with. And I opened one up and I got a really good legendary, and I've sold it. I've still got it now. It's worth 12 quid. Huh. But I don't know how many people are playing the game.
Exactly. You'd have to find out if it's even worth it anymore. But see, that one I could almost understand. If you're making a cool weapon, you put the time and effort and you really find somebody that's willing to buy it from you for 10 or 20 bucks. Okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But when you take it to the level they've done in the Second Life thing where you're selling it for thousands, I don't get.
What would you call your game?
I don't know. I would think up a name. Gray's Game.
I would call it Fallout Elite.
Oh, God. That's worse than mine. Or Elite Fallout. Yeah, one of those. Yeah. How about Assassin's Elite? Yeah, that's it.
Mecca says, I sold my PUBG Twitch skin for 40 quid, more than I paid for the game. Wow, did you? Is that crazy. When no one could get hold of them? I think I've got some of them skins. But PUBG, you go back to PUBG nowadays and you feel like you're running like a snail.
Yeah, some of those games are, and they're still around, but some of them. What was the one we used to play? Row, right? ROE? Yeah,
Ring of Elysium.
That's it.
I really like that game.
It's still around.
It's got no player base whatsoever.
I guess it's cheap to do, right? So they just.
I wonder what if they're still going and what it's like.
I don't. It is still going. I know that. I think it's in its seventh season thing or whatever, but it's still there.
With all 10 players.
And we played so long ago that I actually bought a shirt with a logo on it. I still got it somewhere.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
I got it from Redbubble.
Man, that was cool. I never knew you did that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That game was pretty good. I used to like it because I used to like the mechanics of the shooting and that. I didn't feel like I was getting like excessively killed all the time. And we used to go on the submarine and all that and go under the water.
Well, but to be fair, it was one of the five or four or five games that had come out then, PUBG being one of the originals. And that followed soon after. So it goes back a long way. And now, of course, there's Battle Royale, everything out there. There's Battle Royale kid games. I mean, there's like all kinds of, you know, Battle Royale this and that.
Maybe the galaxy is trying to tell us, Gray, that we need to get back into more multiplayer games.
Yeah,
I've still got Back 4 Blood. I was still enjoying playing. I've only played that once. Forza 5 I want to play. Maybe we should set a days where we just play other games.
Yeah, have to make
this is like an eye-opener for us.
Yeah, like a concerted effort where we say, okay, this is the day and this is the game, period.
And then we get on and we're like, no, we should play Elite.
And we just do it. I think that'd be cool. If we set an actual... I mean,
at
if
the
we
weekend, we're not allowed
to
play Elite any weekends.
The what now?
We're not allowed to play Elite for any weekends.
That's okay. If we set a dedicated day and we set the game, I think it would be kind of interesting because we'd have a few of us playing. I have Back 4 Blood installed. I've yet to play it.
Well, we haven't done a movie night for ages either, have we? We haven't done a movie night because we've just been addicted to Elite Dangerous.
Well, the social meetups have been more successful. The movie nights were sort of half and half, but we should do it again. I liked it because the movies you picked were always pretty funny or really whacked out. Like Velociraptor.
Cockneys versus Zombies.
That was great. I loved that. That movie was so good. You were telling me about it, and I couldn't believe what you were telling me. And then finally we watched it, and I was like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, that was really good.
It was funny.
Yeah, so what would your game be called then? You haven't answered it.
I don't know. I can't think of a name. I mean, I don't know.
Fallout in Space.
Doom Elite. Elite Doom.
Everything we call be Elite is. We've been ruined. We've been poisoned.
Okay, Doom Fallout.
There's like them subliminal messages in Elite that's meant like you will play all day and all night.
I got it. Assassin's Doom. There you go.
Assassin's Doom. That's Doomed it. Assassins.
Or something like that. That'll be mine.
Let's move on to the next one. Cider Bob. You were saying, do you know what Gray said to me earlier when he said, we haven't had a question from Cider Bob for a little while, but now we have.
And then boom.
So I'll read it out as normal. What is the most money you have put into a single game and what was it?
Wow. So if you had a count, like in other words, let's count DLC and maybe even cosmetics, because that's the only way you could really do it.
Well, no, just any title, the most you've spent on that title, whatever it's regarding.
I would probably say Assassin's Creed, because I remember buying extra weapons and extra.
Really? Nah, you've done more in Elite than that, I reckon.
Well, Elite's up there too. Elite's up there too, because I don't tend to try not to do stuff like that.
That much, but I'm going to say I reckon I've put 400 quid into Star Citizen.
Oh, no, I didn't even come close to that.
No?
I mean, I could. No.
Star Citizen's done, which is obviously a lot of people are against what they do. They've made it where they bring out certain ships at certain times, and you can buy that ship. That when you get that ship, that's what enters you into the game by buying that ship. But what you can do is you can start off with a 40 quid ship, and you can play the game and earn the bigger ships above it. Or what you can do is it will say, like, right, sell your ship back and get your money back. So you play the game of a £40 ship, then you give it back, and it says, do you want to add $2 more on for this ship? And you go, all right, $2. Oh, you get next ship. Do you want to add $20 on? You can get the next ship. And you and what happens is you find yourself progressing like that, and you just keep going. And I got to the point where I was so great. When you play that game, there's actually a free fly at the moment. Play that game, I'm not lying, you Gray. You will get sucked into it, and you'll be like, I've never played a space game like this.
I wouldn't disagree. I mean, I like I said, I could use No Man's Sky for example, because I did play that for about 7 hours. And I really enjoyed it. But then I started seeing that it was going to involve a lot of time. And I said,
how much time
do I want to devote?
If I get you into Star Citizen and I get you on one of my ships, and I'm like, look, we're just going to go to a planet and we're going to walk around, drive the buggy around, you'll be like, this feels open-ended and realistic.
Until I hit the first bug.
Look, there are bugs, but I haven't played the new version. Apparently, it's all different now. So I might, after stream, just load it up quickly and see what's going on.
Because it's been that long. All of a sudden,
you up for watching it after stream quickly?
Now?
Yeah, when I finish the stream, I load it up.
Oh, when you finish the stream,
not right now. Just... everyone would be like, not so.
I was gonna say that's a little
he's
weird.
He's playing it now.
You should do it on one of your streams.
Mecha's come up with a good name for you, Doom Dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds like a detective. You know, Doom.
Doom Dangerous.
He takes care of doomed people, and he's dangerous. I like it. It's about as good as any other name we came up with.
But yeah,
yeah. So I never put that much money, and most I probably spent counting the cost of the game and the DLCs. Maybe I've gotten up to 120, 130, but not 400 now.
Yeah, but
is that before or after your wife?
I was saying to my missus, like, look, if the kids want to buy me something for my birthday, just get a $20 card or whatever, and I'll just top it up like a little extra. Not nothing. It's something just chilled, like, you know. See, my missus, whenever I get presents, I always get things like nothing computer related. My missus knows nothing about what I do on a computer, apart from the little robot she got me that time. And I've always said, like, just get me some vouchers and that. But the thing is, even Steam vouchers, I don't even want Steam vouchers anymore.
No, not me. In fact, it's funny you said that. The only game I haven't bought a game from Steam in months and months.
Yeah,
I just recently broke down and bought Deathloop only because you can't get it in any subscription service. Number one, and number two, they dropped the price down to like $22. I was like, ooh. So I did buy it. But generally speaking, yeah, I don't buy anything from Steam anymore.
Mecha said, what about subscription games? I bet it's in the thousands for WoW players.
Oh, for WoW players, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I played WoW for 12 or more years as a sub, plus mounts, plus gold. How much do you reckon you did, Mystic Dude, in all that time?
You probably doesn't want to say.
Yeah. But put that in, we'll get onto the last question. It's, again, it's from Cider Bob, and he says, are you going to do a Christmas podcast special with all your favorite podcasters from over the years? And will you be in fancy dress? I'm already in fancy dress, man.
That's true. You already got it on.
How do you all like my backdrop? Is this better than being green screened?
That's true. Yeah, it looks a little better now that it's slightly darker in your room, so you get the lights going.
Yeah, it's like the lights are going behind me. They're
I use a professional blur behind me.
Would you prefer my backdrop to your professional blur?
Yes.
You would?
Yes, but by the time I get that many little things behind me, it'll be a long time and a lot of money.
Well, you've got one little thing in front of you.
Yeah, I know. Well, besides that. No, seriously, if I had that many collectibles, which I don't, I would do the same thing.
Would you?
I think it looks cool. Yeah.
Well,
I got maybe two collectibles. That's about it.
Well, over the years, they're all things that I've just been given, like the Asus cushion. That is ultra rare. That you don't get them. That's a proper high quality cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone took that for me.
It's rug.
Don't put that in your bag.
You didn't hear that. Nobody took anything. No. All on the up and up.
No. What happened was we was at Red Bull Sphere, yeah, and we was building a live build, and Asus were there every for the days, and we was building it for them, and they had this whole setup with all merch on it. And what happened is on the first day, the merch was all there, and they was giving bits out, and there was some bits to be given out, and some bits weren't to be given out. On the second day, they all went to another show. I think it was like the one over in it's in a different country. So it came out that they weren't coming into the show that day. So everybody went on the rampage. As soon as they found out, everyone was just grabbing everything. So then we get outside and I said, man, I really wanted to grab the cushion, but I missed it because I was building a computer. And then Curly or someone was like, Nick, I got you the cushion. I put it in a bag. It's out the back. I was like, yes. But that's like a proper high quality cushion. It's all proper stitched. And like, I reckon it's worth a few quid, that cushion. But like, I've got E.T. over there. There's a little E.T. My missus's friend's daughter died years and years ago. And that was in their bedroom, and it's an original. It's actually worth loads of money. It's like an original E.T. from when the film came out. I got the Corsair limited edition little pirate, which you can only get at shows I'll be given. I've got all the Star Wars little bottles there. I've got a couple of graphics cards over there. I've got the, you can only get it, so if you like PUBG, I've got the boarding passes on the wall there, which you can only get from shows. So when you went up to play on their game when it first came out, they gave you a boarding pass and you went and sat in this big plane and you played the game through with the boarding passes. Man, I keep pulling my headphones out when I turn around.
So what you do now is you put a big sign over there and make me an offer, say.
Yeah, but on this side, I've got a few good things on this side as well. So at the top, you've got the i9 case. You got I've got Asus Lego, which you have to be sent out. They sent out to people they work with. But if you see that motherboard there, and that graphics card, that's an AMD graphics card. It's a rare one. It's got two chips on it.
Cool.
It's a 3870 times two. In front of that, you've got a FireCuda M.2. And the motherboard at the back is the first ever Asus Extreme board. So that's the Extreme Maximus, the first issue one. And it still works. It's got a chip in it right now.
Is that a speaker? You have one long black thing on the side. Is that a speaker?
No, two long black things.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
That's my speakers. And then just behind me there, in front of behind the lights, you'll see two masks, all my new SSDs that Seagate have just sent me to put into our new build, and the stereo.
Cool.
But I just put them. I only put these up recently. There was nothing there before.
For those of you that are audio listening, too bad.
Yeah, you can't see nothing because it's all on the thing. You have to come in and see it.
But before we go on, I got to read this, though.
Mystic said
that. Yeah, for 12 years, he figures he spent £1,500
wow
over 12 years. I'm like, woo!
But then £1,500 over 12 years. I'm going to work that out. I can't do it.
Well, it's over $100 a year.
Yeah.
On game stuff.
Is that 12?
I mean, oh, but here's the better one, though.
Not really that much. $125 a year.
Yeah, on game stuff. I don't know. But he's offered $300 for his account. That's interesting.
When was it you got offered it? Would you get offered it now for it?
He refused, he said. Yeah, I'm curious. I wonder if it's worth just as much now. Maybe probably less now.
I like his next comment. Are these Christmas raffle prizes? I missed a number. Try again. Yoda, cheers for that 100 bits, dude. I really appreciate that, man. You always sort me out with bits, and I'm very thankful. That was about a year ago he got offered that.
Well, you know what they say. Everybody has their price.
Yeah. You tell me what you want off the board and how much you're offering, and I'll bring it close up, and you can see it. We've got Asus Duck. I've got the PUBG person there. Look, the little man.
He's going to offer his WoW account exchange for something off of there.
Right behind my seat, we've got the Caterpillar.
You sound like the guy from Let's Make a Deal.
If you want it, we've got it.
All you need now is the models that go on the side and
that's
put their hands out.
That's what I want to do. Do you know what? That's what I should start doing. I should start buying collectibles, putting them up behind me, and then people can buy them off me.
You just sit there and stick price tags. Make me offer.
Want that cushion? £40.
No. And you got to start high, like 200, and then work yourself. You know,
I can't make my mind open the box. Oh man,
that's funny.
But yeah, getting back to that question, we will be doing a Christmas special, and it would be good to get all of the people back on from over the times and get like all of our cameras on and just have like just a chat.
Well, let's see. What's the date closest to Xmas? It's Christmas.
What date
is
good for everybody else? What about you, though, Greg? Because you don't do Christmas.
Well, Thursday, the 23rd, which is right before Christmas Eve, is the closest to
22nd,
actual Christmas
I'm on a Christmas do.
Well, 23rd is a Thursday, though. If we're sticking with Thursdays, then if we did a podcast on the 23rd, that's the day before Christmas Eve. We'd have to, I don't know what special thing we're going to do exactly.
Maybe better before that.
Before
I'll tell you what, leave it with us lot. We'll talk to everybody, because what I might do is I might just do a recording where we get everyone in that wants to talk on the podcast from the community, everybody. Everybody wants to get on, and we'll just have a session where we all ask questions and chat about stuff. Maybe I'll have to be like the go-between, because otherwise we'll all just be talking over each other. And we could get everyone on, and I could be like, right, so Gray, what do you think? Right. Mecca, what do you think? And we could just do that and we'd all be on there.
Well, what we do is you have them all sitting in the lobby and then we just drag one in, one at a time.
Or we give them all red buttons, so if they want to talk, they go,
and then we just bring the next one in and kick that one out.
They all have funny sound buttons.
Like, we'll have a limit.
You press your button, it goes, Greg Gamer 25.
We'll just come on and we'll say, you have 15 seconds to say what you want. Go. And each person
Nick's
just says whatever. And then when they're done, eat next. 15 seconds. Go.
Tell us a story about gaming. It'd be like that Graham Norton where he keeps pressing the red button, it'll fall out of the chair.
It sounds goofy, but it could work.
We'll come up, if anyone's got any ideas, come up with your ideas and just put them in the Discord and we'll come up with something for Christmas. We've got to do something for Christmas. We've got more time. Jansen's free now.
Since Jansen's free, can we get him on and have him dressed up like a big elf or something?
He looks like a big elf anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So we should be able to like just dress him up. We could have the people in chat tell us what we should put on him. Like as a giant
doll.
We
just stand him in the background and we just keep dressing him and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. You just say, here, put this on his head. Here, draw a mustache on his mustache.
If anyone's got any questions, I don't know what's happened to today's podcast. I really don't. Like, we hosted somebody else today and then just we've had no people come in. We've had 12 viewers the whole time, which is really low for the podcast.
I know what it is. It's because your streams have been so fantastic that they just had too much of you.
They were like, he's not playing Elite. I'm not watching this shit.
I mean, I've already seen him six times this week. That's enough.
We can't get rid of him. But yeah, if anyone's got any questions, we'll talk about them. And other than that, it's been a bit of a short one. We're half an hour short or 25 minutes short. But then we've got one person missing. Question. Has anyone watched Arcane yet?
What's Arcane?
I wanted to watch it. It looks really good picture quality, but it's a cartoon and I just can't watch cartoons.
So I have a problem sometimes with cartoons. It depends on what it is. Like the Marvel What If series has been pretty good, so I've watched
My missus got right into watching Castlevania, and I was like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would watch that. It has to be something that just catches my eye, I guess, but I couldn't really, I don't know. It's like the manga thing. I can't watch any manga, period. Doesn't matter what it is.
Like watching porn in VR, it's just not the same. No, I'm joking. I've got VR.
League of Legends animation. It's awesome, Mystic Dude said. Okay. I'll take his word for it. We'll have to check it.
League of Legends animation.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say though. My stream has been going really well. Like, I've been sticking to Elite, and I've got to be honest, like, I'm really grateful and thankful for everybody that comes in. We've been hitting some days like 50 people on my stream. Minimum is like 20, 17 to 20.
I've noticed the days that I'm on there, it really picks up.
Do you know what it is? Well, it is a little bit of it is I've got a lot of people getting on there with me, and we have a laugh and we just play and people come and chat. And I don't even think it's about so much what content's going on screen. I think it's more about people coming in, chatting, having a laugh. And just generally, because we've got the faction together now and we're all doing it together, I think people all out to help each other and just get on and do it themselves, like get involved, like, you know. Trevnod's just coming, what? What's up?
He's bringing up porn in VR.
So you've tried it, Trev, have you? How was it for you? You woke up and you you took the headset off and the man next door was there. Where have you been, old Trev? Not anyway. We haven't seen you in since the other day, so you need to get back in.
But he started to play a little bit, and then that was it.
Yeah, but that brings us to the end of this week's podcast.
This week.
It won't be this month because we will be doing a Christmas one. Sure. Maybe we could even drag Trev back on. We'll get him back onto the pod for the Christmas. You up for that, Trev?
Jeez. We'll have guest stars galore. They just come on.
We'll bring all of them back. We get everyone back. I've lost my
headphones. Well, we could do the same thing. 15 seconds. Go.
And it's like, he'd be like, crazy dickhead.
And he's off.
But yeah, sadly, that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I appreciate everybody coming in,
no.
even though something happened. Ah, why not? So he's in. So that's one on the list. I don't know what happened with the podcast today. Like, for some reason, I hosted somebody else, and I think something somewhere, the wires got crossed because no one came in. There was no chat, and it just all went a bit dodge. But this podcast will still go out tomorrow, and it'll still be cool. But yeah, thanks for all the bits, thanks for all the follows, thanks for everything else. And we'll see you all on the next one next week. Cheers, people.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart, I have but one. And that one is you.